Ball over the top now for Morgan Almafitano, comes inside the challenge of Jolyon Lescott, prods it away towards Aaron Cresswell. Cresswell with the cross in, and in goes! And it's the number 15, the Afrasacco, that nods it in towards the near post. Good work through the middle of the park. The baggies were torn down the left-hand side by Cresswell, who tees the ball in, and Sacco arriving with a dive header, glances the ball past Foster to give West Ham United the lead. West Ham 1, Baggies 0. Baird's volley comes towards the right-hand side, and Dorrance up towards Berahino. It's 2v2 now, towards Sessegnon on the left-hand side. Can they make something happen? Sessegnon tries to lay you back towards Berahino's got to score and does so. Well, that was a really good counter-attack led by Saida Berahino and Stefan Sessegnon. Sessegnon could have gone for goal, to be fair to him. Laid it back towards Saida Berahino, who had the job of just tapping it home into the vastly empty net. 1-1.
OK, Paul, I'm sure you'll probably share the frustration of the supporters today, wouldn't you, not to get a result?
Yeah, because we had so much of the ball, and the, I mean, I don't know what we were possession-wise, but we had so much of the ball, and you've got to take a chance when you have the chances. Crystal Palace made it really tough sometimes with the back six in there, and it's tough to break that down. We had chances to score. If you get that, it entices them out to come and give you a game, but the way we played and moved the ball, you couldn't ask any more for the ball domination of it, but we have to take our chances.
First 15 minutes, you had plenty of width, you had the fullbacks coming forward, you had Tom Cleverley getting on the ball a lot. Seemed to, first 15 minutes afterwards, seemed to sort of lose a little bit of the impetus and the tempo.
No, I wouldn't say that, because we still had a lot of the ball, but when everybody's behind it, it's tough to break it down. We had all the creativity on the pitch to try and make that happen, but as I said before, sometimes it's tough to do that. We try to attack down the side and down the flanks to get crosses into the box, and Allen put some really good balls in the box, but you've got to take chances when you get them. Then they've got to come out and give you a game.
There were some moments of quality. Leandro Bacuna back in the side, first Premier League start of the season. He provided some moments for you. Went close with that free kick later on.
He done well, Leo, first game. So I thought he done well, and I think Sanchez is getting better and better as well. And as I said, there was good movement and good components of the game the way we played, and the back lads are playing really well with the ball. Don't have an issue with that. We just need to finish off our ball domination.
Would you like to see a bit more impact from Andy Vyman and Gabby Agbonlahor, or a bit more support for Christian, because they struggled to get involved in the game at times today?
Because it was tight as well, as I said to him, if we can try and stay wide because of the way Crystal Palace play. And but listen, everybody's in it together to try and get a result. And but the way we're dominating games is pleasing on that aspect.
But how do you explain, even with that domination, that's 11 out of 20 Premier League games that haven't produced a goal at all now?
It's not for the want of trying. I mean, we've got attacking players on the pitch. You look at the front three. Cleverley is an attacking player. So is Bakuna, an attacking player. The only one you've really got as a defensive one is Carlos. So it's the attacking players are there. Even at the end of the game, Jack was on, Joe was on. So we still kept all the attacking lads on. You've just got to try and keep going and keep knocking at the door. As long as you never shy away from it, keep going.
Can you understand the fans' frustrations, Paul, especially in that second half?
You can to an extent, I think, when you've got the ball. I remember playing in Crystal Palace last year, and all we done was knock it long, and then we end up losing to a sucker punch because we played long, and it wasn't great that day, but we lost, as I said, a counter-attack, and it's something I never wanted to happen again. But when you have that much of the ball, it can be detrimental to you at times, because ideas are short and you've got to try and get wide. But I understand people's frustrations to not win a game, but we're two losses in 10 games. So yeah, listen, there's so much work still to be done, but we keep on dominating the ball, the chances will come.